Okay, today we're going to talk about whether women are allowed to say Kaddish. Every once in a while you go to a shul and there's a woman there behind the mechitza saying Kaddish, sometimes very quietly, sometimes not so quietly. The men aren't sure how to react, and should they answer her, answer other people. So let's talk about what the halachic issue is. So first of all, we need to know what the source of Kaddish is in the first place, of a Kaddish Yasam, of someone saying Kaddish for a nifter. The Beis Yosef in Yerodeisim and Shinai and Vav quotes from the Kolbo, Al Masha Nimtza Ba'agada, that there is a medrash of some sort that tells us about a certain person who said, "Ein mi sheyatzileni im lo sheyomar banai kaddish," that the only thing that's going to be matzili medina shel gehenim is if my children say kaddish, or yafter benavi, or they read the haftorah. And al ze pashat aminok, says the Beis Yosef, that's where the minok developed, lomar beno shel meis kaddish basu kol yibes chodesh, that the child of the niftar says, the son of the niftar says kaddish, and v'gam lahafter benavi, and also to read the haftorah. So the Rama in your writes, "V'nimtza b'midrashos lomar kaddish alav al kei nagu lomar alav ve'im kaddish pas yudbeis chodesh." Interesting. The medrash, it's found in the midrash and say kaddish for a father, and therefore the minig is that we say kaddish for a father and a mother for all yudbeis chodesh. Ukishahaben mispalul mekaddish berabim. And the assumption is that when a son davens and says Kaddish publicly, he redeems his father and his mother from Gehenim. This is something that relates specifically to a child as an extension of the parent. Rashi points out that that there's a concept that a son or a child is the extension of the parent and is mezaka the parent, but abba lo mezaka bra. It doesn't work in the opposite way. So it's not a reflection of avelus per se, meaning one may feel even more sad if Rachman al-Atzlan, they lose a child, but the din of Kaddish is specifically an inyan of the child carrying on the legacy of the parent, and saying a Kaddish is a zechus for the parent's neshama. Now, what about women saying Kaddish? So first of all, why yes? Meaning, why would a woman say Kaddish? So in the Chavis Yair, in the Tshuva, he writes that Ein Raya Listar Hadavar, he says there's no Raya clearly to say that she shouldn't, because Ki Gam Isha Mitzuval Kiddush Hashem. Meaning, if the whole point is to get everyone to be Mekaddish Shem Shemayim, to declare Yehei Shmei Rabbim Varach, etc., so the woman is also Mitzuvah in Kiddush Hashem. So there's no reason that she shouldn't do the same thing and create that level of Kiddush Hashem. Unfortunately, a lot of times when you hear people talking about women saying Kaddish, the emphasis is all wrong. You hear them emphasizing how good it makes them feel, how what it does for them, what it does for their attitude, and how it makes them feel warm inside, or how they feel like that a woman could do this too, and that my voice won't be silenced. These are not halachic terminologies, nor are they Jewish terminologies. I mean, we talk about Hashem, we talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam. How can I serve the Ribbono Shel Olam? What does the Ribbono Shel Olam want from me? So it's not that people's feelings don't matter at all; they matter within in a halachic context. So that really shouldn't enter the discussion. Unfortunately, it normally does. So what might the issue be? Meaning, a woman is mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem, so what might the problem be? So first, let's go through four things that people often talk about as the problem, but are clearly not a problem. People sometimes mention Kol Isha. In Tshuvas Beis Avi Chelek Beis or Chaim Simon Yadalid, he gives three reasons that Kol Isha should not be a problem, and he leaves out the most obvious reason. The most obvious reason is she's not singing. If she's just saying the Kaddish, so the we paskin that when a woman speaks but doesn't sing, that it's not a violation of Kalisha. But he talks about maybe it's not Kalisha because it's Ram Shabakdusha, maybe it's not Kalisha because there's someone else usually in the shul saying Kaddish, so Trey Kalila Mishtami, maybe it's not Kalisha because the Rambam in Yisrael Biya Perichav Alev Alech Beis seems to imply, at least with some of these types of inyanim, that it's only a problem when miskavin lehanos. The Rambam really only writes that when it comes to being mistakel betzba katana biisha, that you're not allowed to look at an etzba katana if you're miskavin lehanos, if you're having kavanah to be nena. It doesn't really say it about kalisha, but the Tshuvas Beis Avi says maybe you can say the same thing when it comes to kalisha. You know, certainly if it's a little girl saying kaddish, from Moshe writes in Gros Moshe Rechaim Chelik Alv Simon Chavav, that a girl under the age of 11, there's no issue of kalisha meikar adin, although he doesn't recommend it necessarily. Meikar adin, there's no issue of Kalisha at such a young age. So it doesn't seem that Kalisha is going to be our biggest problem. Second issue, what about mechitza? That a woman's going to be in the shul very often, a weekday minyan, they don't even have a mechitza set up. So when only one or two women are in the shul, it seems that there is no requirement for a mechitza. Mechitza is required when you have a group of women or a group of men, so they have to be separated from each other. Rav Moshe talks about this in the Tshuva Nigus Moshe, Archaim Chalakesim in Yud Beis, where he writes, Kol adoros nagu, shalafami maisa nechneses isha aniya lebeis ha-medrush lekabal tztaka, o aveilu lomar kaddish. He says, I always remember in the old days, it used to be a woman would come into shul all the time to collect tzedakah, just like the men come around collecting tzedakah. Women who needed tzedakah would come around collecting tzedakah in the shul, or to say a kaddish, he would say, that women would be in the shul to say a kaddish. Apparently, mechitza is not required if it's just going to be one or two women in the shul. I haven't seen anyone who disagrees with that in terms of dine mechitza. The third thing that's not an issue is ne'enu mechuyev b'davar being motzi the rabbi yidei chavasam, that she's not mechuyev in the kaddish, how could she be motzi others? Because the answer is no one's mechuyev in the kaddish. Kaddish is a minug to be mezaka the parent, so there's no problem with a woman leading the men in kaddish. The fourth probably non-issue is that the source in the Medrash talks about a son saying Kaddish doesn't talk about a daughter. But the Chavis Yair in Reish Chav Beis, even though he's very against women saying Kaddish, but he says, even though the Makar is about a son, Mikol Makom Yesh Svara Degam Bebas Yesh Toel Es V'Nachas Ruach L'Nefesh Kizaruhi. There's no reason to assume that a daughter should be any different in terms of the Nachas Ruach that it does to the Neshama and the Toel Es that it accomplishes. Now it happens to be in the Mishpatei Uzil, he thinks that no, that the Medrash Dafka says a son, and Ein Lanu L'Hosif Al Devrayim L'Chadish Svarus Midatenu B'Drush Tamei HaKabbalah. He says we can't come up with svaras and say, oh, if it works for a son, it's got to work for a daughter as well. He says it's bad enough to be Dorish Tamei Dekro when it comes to mitzvos. He says, but when it comes to Kabbalah, when it comes to Tamei HaKabbalah, for sure we cannot be Dorish the Tam. We don't know what works. Whatever we have a Mesorah that works, that's what works. Whatever we don't have a so it works, doesn't work. What are the real objections, though, to women saying Kaddish? So the main source that objects is the Tshuvas Chavis Yair in some Reish Chav Beis. Chavis Yair is very against it because he views it as a public change of a minhag. He says the Shaila Chavis Yair was asked, it was a story that happened in Amsterdam, that a person died without any sons, and he left a tzava'a that everyone should, that they should have a Seder Limud in his house throughout the Yud Beis Chodesh, and he was going to pay for people to come and learn in his house, and after the limud, his daughter would say Kaddish. V'lo michu b'yodo chach me'akil of aparnasin. And no one objected to it. He was supporting Kailil for a whole year. No one objected to it that the daughter was going to say Kaddish. So the Chavis Yair says, Yesh lachu shal yedei kach yechlu shu koach ha-minhagim shal b'nei Yisrael shagam kein torahim. He says, I don't like it. This is going to be a weakening of the minhagim of Klal Yisrael via Kol Echad Bona Bameliatzmal Pisvaraso. Everyone's going to do their own thing based on what they think is right. Umechzi Mili Drabban Kechuchovit Lula Viavol Zalzabo. Makes the religion look like a joke. And therefore, he says, Yesh Limchos, we should make a macha, shouldn't allow it. So that's objection number one, a public change of Minhag Yisrael. In the Tshuvas Torah Lishma, Simon Chav Zayin, the Ben Ish Chai writes that no, it's a bigger problem because the Kaddish Yasam was fundamentally different than the Kaddish in Tefillah. Kaddish in Tefillah, a woman's not allowed to say. So if you're going to have a woman saying Kaddish Yasam, she's likely going to come to say the Kaddish that's part of Tefillah as well, because people don't know. People don't even realize that there are different types of Kaddish. They just answer Amen. So they don't know the difference. So it's likely that she's going to come to say the Kaddish in Tefillah, and she's going to try to be motzi men in that Kaddish, and that she can't do. The third objection is in the Elif Lamata, in his commentary on the Mata Ephraim, he says his concern is that the women will sing it. And he says, even though it may not be a technical violation of Kolbi Isha Erva, Karov Shehitechavin Levesume Kala, it's likely that she's going to want to make her voice sound nice. And the Gemara in Sota Memches says, Zamri Nashi Va'anin Gavri Pritzusa, that if women sing and men respond, that's considered an inyan of Pritzus. And a fourth possible objection is that women have enough stress in their life. You know how much stress it is to be able to catch a minyan three times a day when a person's saying Kaddish, that to add that onto a woman's plate or make her feel bad. You know, once you have a significant group of women that are makbid to say the Kaddish, so everyone who doesn't do it is going to feel like they're not doing enough, that they're not doing. So to create this new level of stress and this new level of pressure, not to mention being motzi laz ala rishonim, being motzi laz on anyone who didn't do it. You didn't love your parents enough, so you didn't do it. But in today's generation, we love our parents more, so we're going to do it. So maybe that's that would be a reason to object. Rav Schechter had an entirely different take on the whole thing. Rav Schechter points out that most of the time it's a problem because you don't have a minyan. In order to say a kaddish, to lead a kaddish, you need to have a minyan in the room. So you say, what do you mean you don't have a minyan? There's a minyan of men there. Yeah, but that's on the other side of the mechitza. And very often when you have a mechitza, depending on exactly the way the mechitza is situated, it has a din of two different rooms. And if it has a din of two different rooms, you cannot lead the tefillah from one room where the minyan is not present in that room. So he says, Mishra Berurah points out, let's say you have a movable mechitza. So then it's fine. Then it's considered one room. You could have 5 men on one side, 5 men on the other side, it would be a minyan. So if you have 10 men on one side and one woman saying kaddish on the other side, that would be fine. But if you have a mechitza that's built in to the ground or a balcony mechitza, so you don't have a minyan. You're not going to be able to say kaddish simply because you won't have a minyan. So that would mean it wasn't by accident that the earlier poskim, when they talk about Rav Moshe, when he talks about what would happen in Europe, he talks about a woman coming into the men's section to say kaddish. Rav Henkin says, he remembers a woman coming into the men's section. Why? Why did they do this? Rav Shach said they did that because that's the only way they're allowed to say kaddish. You can't say kaddish from the women's section. So he says every shul has to figure out, is that what they want? That they want the women are gonna, that the woman is gonna come into the men's section to say the kaddish, because to say it from the women's section, you can't say it at all because you don't have a minyan. Rav Shach said that his father of Melech grew up in a Hasidish town, and when the rabbi died and had no sons, he had a young daughter who came into the men's section and said kaddish, but she was a little girl. That's a little different than having a woman come in. So, you know, a grown woman come in, that's maybe a different story. One has to figure out, each community has to figure out what their comfort level with that would be. Also, Rav Schechter seems to hold like a prima gadim. Prima gadim says that in order to say kaddish, each person saying kaddish needs a minyan. Which means if you have 5 people saying kaddish, you need 50 people there. I do not believe that that's the minhag, which it doesn't make a difference, men or women. That's like a game changer in terms of, you know, there are some shuls where there are 12 people there and like 8 of them are saying kaddish, you know, so it's, I don't know, it doesn't seem that that's the minhag. So in terms of practical opinions of what do we do, Stechemed in Marechas Avel Simkov Samach says, even though we heard that there are some Ashkenazim that do this, we should not allow it. Mishpatei Uziel also completely rejects a woman saying kaddish as an aliyah for the neshama, and we don't get to decide, says Mishpatei Uziel, what is an aliyah for the neshama. Second opinion, the Shari Tshuva in Arachayim Kuflam and Beisiv Karnei quotes a Shvus Yaakov in Chelek Beisiv and Sadi Dalid that she can say Kaddish but not in the shul, and that's what the Tshuva Me'ava Paskins in Chelek Beisiv, Arachayim Sim Rish Chavtas, and Rav Vadi Yosef published the Tshuva as well, where he also says a woman can say Kaddish but not in shul, meaning if you're having a private minyan in the house or something like that, then she can say Kaddish. The third Shita is the Shita of Rav Henkin, Zichrono Livracha, Chelek Beis, Simon Dalid. Rav Henkin, the great grandfather of Harav Eitam Henkin, Hashem Yikom Domo, who was just murdered, who was a Posek Adar in America. Rav Henkin, before Rav Moshe came on the scene, Rav Henkin paskind that Kaddish is something that is a very useful tool to get people connected to Tefillah. It's a very positive way to pass on the Mesorah, and it was customary in many kehilos in Europe that a little girl would say Kaddish and it should be accepted, but Rav Henkin says she should stand behind the mechitza instead of having her come into the shul. And he says the only reason people held it was usher was because it used to be that there was only one person in the whole shul that would say Kaddish, and they would say it from right in front of the Amid. They would say it in the front of the shul. So for that, he said, you could understand that people were uncomfortable with that, that a woman would waltz right into the men's section and stand right in the front and say the only Kaddish in the whole shul. But he said, nowadays, where she's only going to say it from behind the mechitza. Half the time, or more than half the time, there are other people saying Kaddish together with her anyway. So Rav Henkin said there's no problem with it whatsoever. In the Sefer Taruch Yisrael, he writes, Sha'alti Yisagon Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg b'inyan zeh. They asked Rav Scheinberg v'heishiv sheyichol lomer kaddish bezos nashim, that a woman say kaddish in the nashim, no problem. V'chein zocher b'yatzma shekeinu ayah nashim elsos. And he remembers in Europe that's what the women used to do, and they say that Rav Soloveitchik held this way as well, that a woman can say kaddish in the nashim, that it's not a problem at all. The fourth shita is, like I mentioned, Rav Schechter's shita, that no problem the woman saying kaddish, but it can't be. It could be in the nashim, but there's a movable mechitza. But if there's a mechitza, it's built into the ground, or a mechitza, it's a balcony, or something like that, she would not be allowed to say Kaddish. So the only way to do it would be for her to come into the shul itself, and then that would have to be up to the community, whether they're okay with that happening. So those are the four basic shitos. Now, if a woman is not going to say Kaddish, what are some other ways that she could be mezakah the neshama? So the Mata Ephraim in Dine Kaddish Yosem, Shardal Tzivches, writes that he's a very against women saying Kaddish, and he says, Im tirtzel lezakus esaviyah, tia zihira, bekalita satvila, bein bebeis haknesses, bein beminyin, lato sazna, ba'amiris kadeshim, lano samein, bekavana rutsuya. She should come to daven, come to every davening, be on time, listen to the Kaddish, answer amen, viodea machshavos yachshuv lakilu amara v'kima mitzvah saviv. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's really in a person's mind, and therefore that's good enough. Rav Shechta said that traditionally women used to always do acts of chesed as a zchus from the Shema. I think women still do very often. Men also get involved in different chesed organizations and tzedakah, and they develop organizations that help with things that would have meant something to the niftar, and that's another viable way to do something that's an aliyah to the neshama. But that's the basic rundown of the potential issues and the four different potential shitas. Either no, either or not in shul but elsewhere is fine, or absolutely yes, even in shul from behind the mechitza, or yes, but only from in the shul itself and not from behind the mechitza. Those are the four possible shitas.